The new play, Lost Lake, follows the story of Veronica and Hogan as they're tangled up in each other's lives by circumstance. Berkshire Theater Group presents the touching and funny one act written by Pulitzer and Tony Award-winning playwright David Auburn on its Unicorn Stage in Stockbridge through October 22nd. The production is directed by Daisy Walker. We are joined by Lynette R. Freeman and Quentin Murray, who play Veronica and Hogan, respectively, and it's a pleasure to welcome them to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for
inviting
us.
Thanks for having us here.
All right, so let us begin with you, Lynette, as to how this came to be for you.
This originally came to be because I was working with David Auburn on another one act in New York at EST, at Ensemble Studio Theater, and he was actually directing me. And after that, he said, you know, there's this one of my plays, my newer plays, is being done at Berkshire Theater Group, and you should probably audition for it. I think you would be
hint,
and I was like, okay, wink, wink. But I read the play and I loved it. I absolutely loved it, and so I was like, oh, I hope I get it. And so what was actually funny about this audition was that, you know, I went in and I auditioned for the casting director and then got a call back, but I was out of town. So my mother was kind of my reader on my video audition to re-audition. So, you know, that's one of the things now. She says, you know, now you got to listen to your mother. Because she was like, I got you this, yeah. But yeah, that's how it came to be for me.
And Quentin?
I had a more, I guess, traditional route. I just got a call from my agent saying, do you want to go in for this? And I auditioned, and that was it.
So, for you, the show is about what?
You know, well, in very general terms, I think it's...
Whatever sells tickets.
Whatever sells tickets.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a classic fish out of water story for Veronica's character, and you know, it's two people from very disparate backgrounds finding a way to, in spite of themselves, they end up connecting and finding they have a lot more in common than I think they imagined.
And for you?
Yes. I would say it's a play about compassion, about empathy. And, you know, like Quentin said, two completely different people from different backgrounds finding themselves and their lives entangled, and what their common ground ends up being.
When it's just the two of you and you do a one act like this, it's just, there's an intimacy by the nature of it. So the relationship between the two of you, of as you're going through the rehearsal process and figuring all that out, you have to get pretty deep pretty quick, don't you?
Mm.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And we also, when we share an apartment too while we're doing this, so
mm-hmm. Yeah, I would come up with all of my cooking, or actually, you know, he wakes up first, and I.
Yeah, but we do. We I think as actors, you create an intimacy,
sure,
fairly quickly, and that's just the nature of the work, you know. But in a two-hander, especially, there is no one to run interference.
Yeah.
Well, when you have to have, I mean, it would seem to me anyway, that you have to have that trust with the other individual. I mean, you're on, that's the balancing act, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. What would you like people, as they're leaving the theater, as they're driving home, what would you like them to be thinking about?
I think that I would like them to be thinking about times that possibly they've been in similar situations with people they wouldn't necessarily be friends with or pick out in a crowd, but like times when they've been at like a gas station, or times when they've been in line with other people and maybe some of their own preconceived notions have come up, but noticing that perhaps things were more similar than different. Because I think that this is definitely a play that speaks to everyone. And the possibilities of connection between people.
And Quentin?
Yeah, I would agree. I would say the same thing. You know, my basic hope is, as Lynette said already, to have people connect with their empathy, because I think there's a lot of empathy in the play. And it shows that leading with empathy actually is the way forward for us to move, to make the connection with people that we are not familiar with, who have come from different backgrounds and whatever our own preconceived prejudices may be, that the only way to get through it is to lead with our innate empathy. And I think the play really illustrates that beautifully.
Lynette, I'll give you this question just because you, as you mentioned, you've worked with him in the past, but the David Auburn, and as a playwright and of speaking those words.
I love this. I really, really love this this experience also. I mean, first off, his work, his previous work is, you know, I've done in scene study classes, you know, going through grad school and college. So it's definitely a privilege to be able to say it. But especially with this play, I mean, the language comes out so naturally, but I feel like also under it is underlying questions and extensions of whether it be an olive branch or a hug or a, you know, a way to steady the other person. It all comes out moment to moment. And that's a gift that I feel like David has in his writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of exposition in the play. Like he manages to reveal so much, literally just through the dialogue that people are having. You're getting a backstory. It's not like suddenly, oh, here's this whole section where we're going to fill you in on everything that happened off stage. Mm-hmm. You know, there's none of that. He's very artful in how he goes about revealing information to the audience, and mm-hmm. it's a pleasure to work on. It's such a pleasure.
Yeah.
The show, as I mentioned, is running now through the 22nd. And have you had talkbacks or anything yet? Have you done
first one tonight?
Tonight.
Yeah.
So yes. Talk about it tonight.
So come see the show tonight, and then have a chat with us afterwards.
Talk back to us.
Do you like that?
I love talkbacks. Yeah,
I do too. I really do.
Yeah. You know, some of your colleagues do not.
I do. Oh, yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
That.
Oh yeah.
No, I do. I enjoy them. I like to hear what the audience has to say and what their questions are. It's very revealing.
Yeah.
Lynette R. Freeman and Quentin Murray play Veronica and Hogan in David Auburn's Lost Lake, directed by Daisy Walker. The show runs on Berkshire Theater Group's Unicorn Stage through October 22nd. To learn more, berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Lynette and Quentin, I thank you very much for coming in. Have a great run, and thanks for sharing with us. Great to see you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.